Blog Talk Radio.
She's been down and out, she's been wrote about, she's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down in NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the past, all these things they help to make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around, there's no reason for everything. Yeah, you know I've been holding on, trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong. Put my life all up in me, just so you can feel me,
you can just feel
me. As I am,
as I
was, nothing at all,
nothing at all.
Take me as I am, or have nothing at all.
Yes, she's older now, yes, she's wiser now, can't disguise her now, she don't need. No one telling her what to do and say, no one telling her who to be.
She's on solid ground, she's been lost and found, she's answered to G-O-D. And she's confident, this is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she's digging me.
Yeah,
no, I've been holding on, but I still stay strong.
Hey,
as I am, or have I been at all?
At
all.
Hey,
as I am,
as I am,
or have I
been
at all?
Nothing at all,
all or nothing.
Don't you know I can only be me?
I can only be me.
Yeah,
I can only be me.
All or nothing at all,
oh,
all or nothing at all.
Oh, all I can only be me.
I can only be me.
Yeah,
take me.
Yeah,
as I am.
Welcome to Big Bap and Friends. This is Soulful Sunday. I am your host, Big Bap. Let's go ahead and get relaxed a little bit. Let's take a second. Let's breathe. Some of us needed to hear that song coming in. Some of us have gone through a few things, and like some people just haven't taken you seriously. Some people look at you for your past and don't see your present. Some people look at you for how you were in high school but don't understand you went to college. Some people look at you in college and don't realize that you went on to go to work. Some people look at you at work and don't realize that you got a personal life outside of, you know, the job. Some people look at you and say, oh, well, you go to the job, but they don't believe that you go to church, or they don't believe that you're spiritual. It's okay. Like, let me say this to all of my friends, all of my fans, all of my listeners, because I have been hearing this over the last couple of weeks. Stop and hug yourself. Stop and go to somebody that you truly care about and say, can you give me a hug? All right, guys, sorry for the technical delay. We are rechanging studios, changing a lot of stuff around. So we got temporarily disconnected, but you guys know the vibe. Let's get it cracking. All right, let's get our other host in here. so that way our co-hosts in here, so y'all can enjoy them, because I know y'all don't want all this masculine Taurus energy by itself. So let me give y'all, man, let me introduce her the right way. My first co-host, her name is CJ. I want to, before we bring her in, though, one of the accolades that I want to talk about is a lot of times when you're around people, people don't expect growth, right? And so one of the things and one of the attributes that I have in my friends, my circle, and even if I work with you, is we have to grow. We have to be constantly getting better. And I want to congratulate her, y'all, because to go from someone who was kind of confused about what business could look like to being a true business owner and entrepreneur, I want to say shout outs, big ups to my co-host, the owner of Goddessly Cleaning. She is also a model. She has multiple titles. She sits on multiple boards. She's an executive stakeholder in multiple businesses and ventures. Shout out to CJ, man. Because sometimes I don't think, you know, as we opened the song, it was Take Me As I Am. And I don't think sometimes we give ourselves credit for the things that we do. So, CJ, shout outs to you. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. How was your day?
Oh, my day was wonderful. Thank you.
Now, you see, here's what we talk about all the time. I want to give people their roses and their flowers and their stuff while they're there. And right now, you are here. You're present. You're in the moment. I've watched your growth. I've watched who you become. I've watched the power that you now speak in and the decisions that you make and the abilities that you have. And if we're going to sit back and we're going to give everyone credit, we have to learn the people that are around us that we see every day, that their opinion matters and who they are matters. And so I just wanted to give you a shout out, let you know I see you over here in the background, and, you know, congratulations on being you.
Thank you. Thank you. I try every day.
Whatever, that was the lamest, fakest, waterish, driest. God damn, boy, drop that nigga off at the Sahara Desert somewhere over there. Just, ooh, good Lord, just let me borrow some wet pussy, because that was dry.
Oh my God.
So, anywho, we're gonna move on past CJ, because I don't think CJ all the way. Listen, before we bring in our next person, first off, let me give a shout out to our production manager. I've been busy, guys. I don't know if y'all know I've been busy, but our production manager literally, like, let me do me today. Like, let me get back into my element, my zone, so I could be here and in full effect for you guys. Opened up a lot of stuff and made me this wonderful drink that's brought to you by SCB Catering and Uppity Edibles. I don't know what's in this motherfucker, but ooh, baby. I'm going to be right tonight. When by the time the show is over, listen, y'all, I can already tell y'all, I'm going to be real good. So if you don't understand or you misinterpret, you know, some of the things that I'm saying, just hit the production manager and she will go through and she'll clarify my notes for y'all, because sometimes I do start speaking in hieroglyphs when I get real good. And I don't want to offend nobody. You know, because some people be like, I don't understand a word he just said. And other people be like, gone, Brother Arab. So, you know, we're going to keep it fun tonight. We're going to keep it pushing. So I said that because the person who's coming on, not only for SCB Catering, is she one of our bartenders and one of our servers, but she's also my rope specialist. And I keep saying this because if you've never been tied, first of all, if you've never been tied up and never had the pleasure of being tied up, that's your fault. Yeah. And then two, the freak, like, and it's crazy because I'm going to say this, and I say this all the time to people, and they're like, I don't see, that doesn't go together. It's so freeing being tied up.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to bring in our other co-host, one of my favorites to the show, Miss Coco. Give it up for Miss Coco. How you doing tonight, sugar?
Hey, baby.
Ooh, she came in big, bold and nasty. Who's got your juices molded over there?
I've been looking at rope.
Oh, see? They giggling, and I'm just, I understand it. Listen, when you have a passion about something, and I need people to understand, when you have a passion for something, people are going to look at you like you're absolutely crazy, but I love that you have a passion for it. Like, I love that, you know, you study your craft, that you go more in detail, that you are willing to sit through a whole study course, that you're willing to tie yourself up and be stuck for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a joy to see someone find joy in something. You know, I'm like that with music and food. Like, if you've ever sat in the kitchen and watched me put music on and cook, it's a dance. Like, it's fun, it's exciting. And that's what it's like watching Miss Coco play with rope. It's fun, it's exciting, it's intense. Because you can see, like, it's funny. Like, if you've never seen you when you're tying, you like, I can see you thinking. Like, I can see how you are grafting out the, it's a beautiful experience. It's something that if they've never experienced in person, they should experience that in person. That's something, matter of fact, before we get done today, we're going to make sure that people know how to contact you so they can get that done, because that's something that everyone should have access to. We're going to go on a quick commercial break, but before we go on this commercial break, y'all, I want to give a shout out, man. I did not know until this week, and I say this humbly because, again, I'm doing shout outs today. We have a big following on TikTok. Like, I didn't know, like, first off, I didn't know we had a TikTok page until some time. And then, like, again, I don't go on TikTok. I'm not a TikToker. Like, I've never done, like, I don't have a TikTok account. Interesting enough, I do have an OnlyFans account, but I got to figure out how to get into it because I didn't create that account. But shout out to TikTok for just loving us, supporting us, and following our page that's out there. I thank you. Again, in the background, I thank our producer of this show for giving us different avenues to different things, because she be coming back telling me, hey, you know, you got to do this. You know, we got a new sponsor this week or a new whatever. But she is amazing. So shout out to her work and TikTok. So if you're listening on TikTok right now, I thank you. Keep following us. And please, please, please continue to write in and give us current topics to talk about. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And it was funny. I was thinking about this song the other day, and it was funny because I was literally walking in the park when I thought about this song. So I will be right back after this small commercial break. Yes. Welcome back. We are getting ready to get into one of my favorite segments of the show, and y'all know it is Black History is World History. But before we do that, let's make sure we pay credit to our sponsor, which is Tailored Services, www.tailoredservices.us, where they tailor their experience to your needs. So reach out to www.tailoredservices.us. And they will tailor your experience. CJ, Coco, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
And yeah. I love that.
Still here.
You had a question.
Y'all don't yell at me. Technology is not my friend tonight. CJ Coco, y'all there?
We're still here.
Okay. So you guys know about housing discrimination, correct? Have y'all heard the term?
Correct.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
Okay. So we're going to talk to you about a very important person in the fight about housing discrimination. His name is Edward William Brooke III. It sounds regal. I like it. He was an American politician of the Republican Party who represented Massachusetts in the United States Senate from 1967 to 1979. Prior to serving in the Senate, he was also the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts from 1963 to 1967. Following his election in 1966, he became the first African-American popularly elected United States Senate. Born to a middle-class family, Brooke was raised in Washington, D.C., where he graduated from Boston University and then later graduated from Boston University School of Law. in 1948 after serving in the United States Army during World War II. Then in the 1950s, he became involved in politics when he ran for the seat in the Massachusetts House of Representatives after serving as the chair of the Finance Commission of Boston. Brooke was elected to Attorney General in 1962, becoming the first African American to be elected Attorney General of any state. He served as Attorney General for 4 years before running for the Senate in 1966. In the election, he defeated Democratic Governor Ecott Peabody in a landslide and was seated on January the 3rd, 1967. Ooh, that's my sister's birthday. Well, not the year, but the day. In the Senate, Brooke aligned with the liberal faction of the Republican Party. He co-wrote the Civil Rights Act of 1968, which prohibited housing discrimination. He was reelected to a second term in 1972 after defeating Attorney John Brooke, becoming the prominent critic of the Republican President Richard Nixon, and was the first Senate Republican to call for Nixon's resignation in the light of the Watergate scandal. In 1978, he ran for a third term but was defeated by Democrat Paul Tsongas. And after leaving the Senate, Brooks practiced law in Washington, D.C., and was affiliated with various businesses and nonprofit organizations. He died January the 3rd, wow, crazy, of 2015 at his home in Coral Gables, Florida, at the age of 95. I present to you guys Edward Williams Brooke the 3rd.
Wow, he did a lot.
And so, like, I always, the reason why I love doing Black History is World History on this show. You know, Coco's new as a new co-host. And for those who listen out there in the wind, is there are all types of people in our society, in our history, who have done wonderful things, who've done things that have such various impacts on your life. And, you know, one of the things that my mom always did when we was a kid was when Black History came around, we weren't allowed to pick any of the, we like to call, I call them now the Fave Five. Like, you can't pick Malcolm, Marcus, Martin, Rosa. Like, you can't pick none of the standard, everybody talks about those people. For her, it always had to be a new paper on someone that you've never heard of before. So you got to go find somebody. And when there's no internet when you're a kid, that's kind of hard. you know, I'm a kid from the 80s. So when you're growing up in that type of, you know, you can't do that. So I just wanted to do that and create a show around that. And so that is the segment of Black History is World History. We do that every show. Our producers put that in, that is a requirement no matter what show that we run that we have to do, because we should know our history and we should understand where our history comes from. Like, have you guys looked at the, just real quick, have you guys looked at the new housing information that they put out with the new climate bill that they just passed over the summer?
No.
You guys should really look at it. And it's funny because when you look at bills, and just because housing is under that bill, that climate bill, when you look at bills, a lot of people don't realize it's not always what they show you with the bill that is the part that comes back and slaps you in the face. It's the 378 pages that you didn't get a chance to read yet, that you're like, yo, had I got a chance to read all that shit, we wouldn't be, you know. And that's where we have to get more involved in politics in our own community so we understand, so we're not last minute voting or having last minute information help. Election Tuesday is coming up. So a lot of people still have no idea of, like, those who haven't voted yet, when they get ready to go show up at the ballot and, you know, whatever, they're trying to find a little piece of paper that says what's on the thing and what they are and not voting for this cycle and things of that nature. A lot of people are going to be misinformed because we do not take the time to get involved in politics. I'm not saying that you have to vote, but let me be the first to advocate on that, because people be like, oh, you have to vote. You do not. I'm not saying you have to vote. I am saying that you should be aware of the politics that's going on in your community. And people are like, why do you say you don't have to vote? I'm sorry. I don't agree with some sides. I can tell you this last presidential cycle, I did not vote. The reason why I didn't vote is because I didn't believe in the candidate Biden, and I damn sure wasn't given a vote to Trump. And people can say, oh, well, that takes away from Biden getting the vote. Well, if I don't agree with Biden and I'm not voting for Trump, I'm not going to vote for either. You cannot force someone's hand. You know, it's funny. I look up, did you guys hear about, because this was a big scandal in Florida, and it's happened to me, and I know it's happened to me, so I also have to go deal with how to get this fixed. But in Florida, there was a whole scandal where they were changing people's political affiliation. Well, I just recently found out through this voting cycle that I'm now a registered Democrat, and I've been a registered independent my entire life.
Oh,
so
wow.
Now I have to go and fight a system that I don't even want to go play with to go change all of my information, which I know you can just do it online, but I still have to go and do that now. So. So be involved. Know what's going on. Look at what changes affect you guys. All of that matters. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. That's how it's supposed to play. That's what's supposed to play.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. Listen, y'all, I was a bigger Christina Aguilera fan than I was a Britney Spears fan. I'm just saying.
True story.
I can't even say nothing, so was I.
Okay, because, like, everybody's like, oh, my God, Britney. I'm like, nah, Christina, like, you know, she look like she just look like you get hit across the face with the beat a couple of times. I'm just saying, like. I like, you know, I don't know. I just like them a little dirty. Listen, it's nothing wrong with a little dirty.
Sometimes it's better when it's dirty.
Ooh. You know what? I'm not even going to talk to her. Look, Michael Jackson said, you want to be starting something?
Dirty Diana.
Ooh, yeah. That's my song. Oh, that's my stuff. Why would you do? Listen, first of all, you can't even. Why you play like that?
What?
That song is so everything. We're gonna play that song when we go to our next commercial break. Cause I gotta play it. See, you done. You know, let me do my job. Let me get back over here. This next segment that we're getting ready to get into is brought to you by Goddessly Cleaning, where we like for you to experience the godliness in our cleaning. All right, so if you would like to check them out, just go on Facebook and hit Goddessly Cleaning, and that's Goddessly with a L-E-I, not a L-I-E or whatever y'all be coming up with, because baby, y'all can come up with some stuff, but that's Goddessly, L-E-I, Goddess, one word, Lee, another word, cleaning. So let's make sure we go look for it that way. You'll see it. It's beautiful. It's got bubbles on it. Just go hit them up, get a quote. They're servicing the greater region of Texas, and they also travel if you pay for it. All right, so let's go ahead and get into what day it is. So today, and I'm going to give a shout-out to one of my homegirls because her son plays the saxophone. Today is National Saxophone Day.
Hey.
Yeah, like, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, listen, fellas, if your son is a complete square, that means he can't play no sports, he's not really that intelligent, put an instrument in his hand. He still might get some draws later on in life. I'm just saying. Just
give him an instrument. He will.
Listen, because even as a dude, there's something about some of the right instruments. Like, hey, sweetie, you might be able to get me a little bit. You can take advantage of me a little bit if you play that note one more time. So, listen, I know if I feel that way, I know when some... Ooh, you hear? Listen, you see him take that big breath and blow, and you just feel that pressure on you. See, let me stop. I be done, guys. Y'all excited tonight? Today is National Nachos Day. I'm not really that. Like, I'll eat nachos, but they get flimsy too quick, and I'm just not a fan of limp food. Like, I like my food to kind of. If I'm going to eat the nachos, they got to be made fresh right in front of me, like right then and there, and then we got to smash the nachos. We're not reheating no nachos. I don't want my cheese sauce to get cold. I don't want my sour cream on them bitches to be hot. So, like, we got to – nachos, like, if you're going to give me nachos – don't get me wrong, I'm making them. Ooh, y'all haven't had my nachos, have y'all?
No.
Ooh, y'all got to have my –
amazing. Oh, my gosh.
You gotta have my edible nachos.
You know I'm
too.
Down for anything with food. I'm a fat ass.
Ooh, y'all gotta try my edible nachos.
You have edible nachos?
Yes.
Wait. You said
why am I just?
It's an amazing recipe. You should try it. Well, you should. Well, listen, people be busy. I don't harass people with what I do. People be busy. Let's see. That just made me realize something. Oh no, I can't play. Okay, I'll play Dirty Diana before we get off the show. I just realized what song I'm supposed to be playing next, so that's why I was like, ooh, I can't do that. Y'all gonna get me in trouble with the production manager. I already have a list for today, kind of. today is also the end of daylight savings time. So if y'all listening to this show, y'all should not be feeling sleepy right now. Y'all niggas should have been able to get some extra sleep this morning. And you should have took a nap today because the sun went down early. So, and there wasn't really no good games on. There were no good games on today. So y'all should have really been taking some naps. All those games were horrible. So y'all should feel good if you're listening to the show. And the kids should be in the bed already. So shout out to that. So tomorrow, for those of you who are going out in the world, tomorrow's national days are National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. I can do the bittersweet chocolate, but I don't want the almonds. So you're going to do that? Tomorrow is National Retinol Day. Yeah, I'm not promoting a vitamin. We're good. We're moving on. I don't even like drug companies. Tomorrow is also National Color the World Orange Day. So if you want to be orange tomorrow, it's a good day to be orange. Orange.
Ooh.
It's your name.
Dang it.
Your name.
My rope ain't here yet. I could have did orange rope.
If you just want to be orange, tomorrow's Color the World Orange Day. Also, tomorrow is Job Action Day, so I guess if you don't got a job, you're supposed to get up and go get one tomorrow. I guess that's what it means. I don't know. And then National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day. Dog Cancer Day is tomorrow. Like, ain't nobody got time to try to read all that extra shit. Y'all stop being technical with some of this stuff. Some of it you can just be basic and everybody will get it. Y'all be doing too much. That's like the girl today when I got up this morning. Let me tell y'all this story because, like, people piss me off in society. First off, if you're going to get up, I have nothing wrong with people doing something or whatever. But when I hear my mama yelling at me, like, you ever been around somebody and you could just picture what your mama would say and it would generally probably have a cuss word associated with it?
Mm-hmm.
So this girl came in just knowing she knew she wanted to upset me today. That's what she knew she wanted to do. She knew she wanted to upset me. She knew she wanted to have me all the way pissed off because all I could hear my mama, Shirley, saying, if you don't pick your motherfucking feet up, that's all I heard. And that's how this lady was dragging her feet so damn hard. When she got back outside, I could hear her through the window, and there was no open windows. It was the solid tower glass from top to bottom, storefront glass. Ma'am, if you don't pick your damn feet up, like, I just wanted to throw something here, her dead smack in the center of her fucking forehead. You are too old to be walking like that. Sorry, y'all. I had to get that one off. And then the second idiot, because the second idiot pissed me off even worse, because then I realized they was together when I came back on my second trip. So the second idiot, this fool, so because you got to see him from the ground up, because I saw him going up his body. I was looking at the ground when I saw him first. So he had on some orange and gray Nikes, some blue jeans. I mean, some 1988 Wranglers with a crease in them bitches, blue jeans. Like, I need you to understand the man that I'm describing first, because, like, all of this matters. The details is in the proof, okay? So some 1988 Wranglers with a strong crease in, like, he know starch. Like, they got a close relationship, okay? With a wee cap on, and so now when I look at him in the face, he is all of over 60, okay? Here's what I didn't understand, because you see the outfit. He had on a Stewie robe, and I have none with Stewie. If you want to be young, be young. Be hip. But, nigga, why is you tucking this damn robe like you are trying to hide your unmentionables? Every time I look up, he's standing tucking like his. Ladies, you know how somebody come to the door unsuspecting, and you go grab the robe, and you feel like your boobs are something about to fall out, so you kind of keep tucking so you don't fall out, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? This is how this motherfucker's tucking the robe with a whole wife beater on up under the motherfucker. Nigga, what is you covering? Who is you? Who got you feeling like a little girl this morning? And then your girl over here, his girl, you know, she probably about her, I'm going to say 40s, but she could be in her early 30s, but she holding the cigarette on her tongue like an old diesel mechanic. You know, your uncle who used to work on the whatever, he could tell you a whole story and fix the engine with that whole cigarette lit on his lip, and he ain't puffed on that bitch yet. That's how she was holding that cigarette.
Oh, my God.
They was a couple. Yep, that's what I thought, too. I didn't have nothing either. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me here. You know, because everybody be trying to be like,
I didn't have nothing nice to say.
That's how I felt immediately. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this great song by Rihanna. Yeah, I just had to give y'all a snippet of that because I already know somebody over there clapping and touching the toe and everything.
Don't judge my wife.
Listen, I saw those hands go up in the air. Listen, don't feel bad. My best friend the same way. Used to come on, listen, I used to see her. I'm like, really, Tanya, that's what we're going to do? Listen, I love my best friend. Turn up. Listen, I like people who are not afraid to dance. Like, you know, like one thing when I got up this morning, because like for those of you who were up early with the time change, like when I was riding to go to the laundromat this morning, because it was early, like it was, I left before the sun even came up. But as I was riding, the sun was coming up and I was like, dang, this reminds me of my club days when I used to, you know, come outside and catch the sun. As I'm coming out the club, like the sun coming up, and you know how you trying to put your hand, because that morning sun is ugly. I don't care what they say about that afternoon sun. That morning sun, disrespectful. So shout out to all those people who had wonderful club days and really danced in the club. Not those people who just was on the wall with their arms folded, you know, trying to be hard. Because it's like, you can be hard, but, bro, you can also dance and have a good time, man. It is nothing like rubbing on some buns on the dance floor. Like, little tips in the knee braided. And if you really want to have a good time, listen, if you really want to have a good time, let me tell y'all something. Find you some good friends that are white or Hispanic and go to a good country Western bar. Baby, listen, let me tell you. If you haven't been to a good country Western bar, you're missing out. You need real friends in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funny, you know, a lot of people, you know, we have, when I used to stay in West Palm Beach, we used to have what was the name of the dang? I can't even think of the name of it. I used to go over there because they had the 3-for-1. Yeah, I didn't say 2-for-1 night. They had a 3-for-1 night. And it was Renegades. That's what it's called, Renegades. Baby, listen, you go over there for 3-for-1 night on, like, Tuesday or Thursday, you calling in the next day. I just need you to know you're not going to make it in the next day because everybody I know, they order shots. Y'all disrespectful.
Shot,
listen.
Shot.
No. Lil Jon, sit down. Lil Jon, sit down. We are not doing.
I might have to go get some tequila.
Listen, I'll just stop talking to you. Production manager, you did not give me today's birthdays. No, that's not what I have. I have the 7th and the 8th. I need today's. Thank you, ma'am. So I'll start with the 7th and get those two out the way, and then we'll come back and wrap up with today. So birthdays, guys, November the 7th, we have Melissa Ford. I don't know who that is. Who's Melissa Ford? Okay, she's a model. I don't know her. Algie Smith, I don't know who that is either, but congratulations to Algie Smith. Happy birthday. I don't know who none. I am oblivious to the world, y'all. Like, did y'all know that? Yeah. I don't know who none of these people is. Teeny Tampa, his birthday, Autumn Ajatutu. I don't know who none of these people are, so I'm sorry if I'm butchering any of these names. Okay, Scissor's birthday, I know who she is. Ooh, Minnie Rippleton. Listen, that's the dish. Oh, okay. I got a couple of people here I know on the 8th. Happy birthday to Tech N9ne. And then happy birthday to my neck, my back. Y'all, listen, if you don't know who the hell I'm talking about when I say that, then you don't deserve. You can't even say you like kinda nasty because, like, you're supposed to know who that is just from the opener. Ooh, one of my favorite TV moms, Esther Rolle. Happy birthday to you. And then we have one more. How do you say her name? Alfie Woodard. Happy birthday. I love her as an actress. That is one person I'm gonna have to look up her accolades and do her accolades one day. I'm really going to have to do her accolades, but I love her. And then Fatboy Eric B, happy birthday. And then for today, we have, Mr. I Lost My Mind himself, Lamar Odom. And then we got Oh No. I don't know who Oh No is. And then I can never say her first name, but Miss Newton. That was the girl who's in one movie. She said... Findawi, that's how you say her name. She was in the movie that Oprah produced, or Danny Glover was in that movie. God, what was the name of that movie? No, she was an adult in that movie. She had the naked bathtub scene where she lost her mind. It was one of them dark Oprah movies when she was doing those spinoff movies. No. Eve's Bayou is older than that. This movie came out in the late 90s, if I'm not mistaken, early 2000s. Anywho, but yeah, her. But that's all for the birthdays. I got a song that I want you guys to listen to. I've been trying to do this thing called Find New Music. Because everybody gets mad at me and they say I don't listen to anything new. Which, I mean, I don't, so I can't get mad at anybody for an honest assessment. But I've just been trying to find new stuff. So I'm going to play this song. We're going to take a quick commercial break, guys, tell me what you think about it. I don't have no official opinion. I don't know these young ladies, but the name of the group is called Ocean, and the name of the song is called 100K. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
In the rave, rising in the rave, I get to the stage, ladies on my plate, and I got the babe. You don't know me, you would love me. It's the other day, said I'm hella fake, got my number changed. Switch up, big body, pull up in the range, made 100K in 100 ways. House way, how? I pray every day. Cooking with your aunt, flipping calling nuts, chicken, I'm the plug. Show me love, hit me on what's that? I'm on the map, torn back to back, Paris to the track, we tap the honey jack, take the ride back, to the sweet, make a beat, that's a nut sack, staying on the low, like a Scorpio, crib in Mexico, big like Hustle Boy.
Let me tell you how I made another 100 today. When I started my day, we just landed on a planet and we started a wave. Got the magic, feel it all in your brain. Got 100 wet, got 100 strong, got 100 gone, did 100 live, did 100K, just the other day. How? I pray every day, and I'm hella bald, got my spirit called, all white like a baby dove, speed it up, nah, you can't tell, cause of my body, you call me this, I was gonna type 121, never been afraid of anyone, it's a nice life, 21, to hop it outside of the Tesla, I am a messenger, I'm a professional, how I be blessed, yeah, most of that national, I can't check my tickets, yeah, I make 100 a day, do what I say, you put it on display, I keep it all in the safe, and I riding in the blade, riding in the wave, riding in the wave. I could take a plate, veggies on my plate, and I got the rate. You don't know me, you was on me just the other day. Said I'm hella fake, got my number changed. Switch up, big body, pull up in the cage. Made 100K in 100 ways. Halfway, how? I pray every day.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. Thank you to my mama. Thank you to all the mamas out there. If I don't do my leg, if I would be like, if I had to, like, all that, yeah. All the outgoes, like, the day, look at me, like, everybody who ever followed us, like, when we had no followers, like, we up now, y'all. Like, we here, 100K. Yeah.
Let me tell you how I made another 100 today. Put my head out to the ground when I started my day. We just landed on the planet and we started a wave. Got the magic feeling all in the grave. Got 100 wet, got 100 strong, got 100 gone, lived 100 lives, did 100K, hey, just the other day. How, hey, how? I pray every day.
All right, guys, that is Ocean with 100K. What y'all feel about that one? I found it somewhere, but I just wanted to do something different for the show because we always do an old school vibe, but I just wanted to see what everyone thought about that cut.
It started off kind of slow.
It does come in kind of slow. She said it's different. Yeah, it's hard for me to, I'm not going to lie, it's hard for me to listen to new music just because, like, I feel like the bop is really basic, but I can see as music changes, they have a lane if they find it. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. there's definitely a talent there. There's a lane there. But I hear a lot of commercialism in the music, if, you know, if we want to use that as a term. But, you know, hey, not everybody can be original creators. So, anywho, let's move on because we want to have some fun. So, it is Sunday. We have not done this in a while. So, we're going to have an open chat line. So, for the next 30 minutes, the phone lines are completely open. If you want to call in, you can call in. The number is 319-527-6703. That's 319-527-6703. And let's hear from you guys. I'm willing to take all questions tonight, have open discussion, open topic. And, of course, we're going to kick it off with the ladies because they got to bring at least one topic to the show tonight. I'm going to put them on the spot, y'all. They ain't even know this was coming. So I'm going to put both of them on the spot tonight, so don't feel no type of way because they got to pull this out of their ass now like rabbits because I always stay messing with them. So whoever blurts their topic out first or mini question or statement, that's what we're going to cover first. So go. The floor is open.
Self-care.
And what are we talking about in the topic?
Making sure that you take care of yourself first. Because if you ain't got yourself together, yeah, you can't take care of nobody else.
Ooh. Oh, you're just going to punch right in the kidneys tonight. Okay, I got you. Too easy. No, it's funny because I just actually had this conversation with multiple people over the last couple of days. And this is a season that you really have to dwell in self-care. Like before we did the show tonight, one of my therapeutic things is water. So before we did the show tonight, I took a steamy hot shower and shea buttered up and brushed my teeth, washed my face, and just went through like basically, you know, my bath regimen just before the show, just because like, there's multiple ways to get self-care therapy. Don't think that because, you know, the way that you're going about it is not prototypical to the world that you have to just accept their definition. So self-care for some people is something so easy as self-soothing as getting a coloring book, laying on the floor, and putting their feet in the air and coloring. Today in my household, it was a kids moment. We had a bowl because we don't really eat unhealthy often. So today we had a bowl of Captain Crunch no berries because we don't do that often. So for us that was like nostalgic, therapeutic, and having a childlike moment. You know, not being judged for just having a bowl of cereal in the middle of the day. For some of you health nuts, y'all going to be like, oh, my God, they had cereal at 3:30 p.m. What's wrong with them? Because those people exist. Like, Jesus, they exist. And, you know, and not saying that it's nothing wrong for if you want to have a strict regimen about your diet, if you want to eat some hard-boiled eggs and two fish and some kale all day. If that's all you want to eat, by all means, I'm fine by that. I mean, there's a whole lot of food out there that I want to enjoy and I want to try. So, and food can be self-care, but it can't be all bad. Like, you got to have your non-healthy days, but majority of, like, if you're eating a normal portion of food regularly and, you know, eating a fruit. Like I tell people every day, pick up at least one fruit or vegetable and eat raw a day. Like I don't care what it is, whether it's an apple, an orange, a pear, a kiwi. You just need one, a banana. You ain't got to eat everything. Like, you ain't got to buy a pound of fucking grapefruit and just sit there day after day and eat grapefruit. Stop doing that, y'all. Stop killing yourself with these fad diets. Let me say that up front. But you should at least have a raw vegetable in your diet. I'm not going to tell you to cut out sugars. I'm not going to tell you to cut out carbs. I'm not going to tell you. Your body will tell you. When you start, you know, you start working out and you see you losing weight, and then, but it ain't losing in the right spot, then the only thing that your person going to tell you is, you know, that's just sugar, carbs, and XYZ, and you're going to look at them. And then, you know, let me stop talking about girls real quick because y'all get mad when I start talking about y'all, so I'm going to move on. But self-care, yeah. And go get a hug, man. I think I said this at the top of the show. Go get a hug. Hugs are therapeutic, especially if you can get someone to give you a non-sexual embrace. They're not the same. Because, again, you can get a sexual embrace, and it can be same sex. So don't think, ooh, because I go get somebody of the same sex that it's going to be a non-sexual embrace. You want to get someone who understands, I need a hug because I need a hug. Like, I need to damn near use your shoulder as a snot pillow. Like, I need that person to be that inviting to the embrace of the moment. If that's who you want to get a hug from, whether it's your mom, your grandma, you know, a dog, a tree. Hugging inanimate objects is therapeutic. I didn't realize that until I went through a therapy class one time. It looks weird as shit. They do this in the military too. Well, not necessarily the hugging of the trees. They make you talk to the tree. It's kind of strange to it as a drill sergeant and other types of positions, but it's important. You learn the importance of why it's important later, but that's one thing. But I was doing a therapy session with this. I try things because I just feel like if you try it and you get the experience, then you can, you know, understand what people are saying. And so I went through this therapy. I forgot the name of it. It was years ago. I was probably like 21 or 2 at the time. But it was a group, and they got together and they did a therapy of just hugging inanimate objects, different size, textures, and things of that nature. And it, like, yo, when I came out of there, like, I was really good. Like, I was like, yo, this is like I was really good for a couple of days. And it was crazy because you spent time hugging the inanimate objects as well. Like, you also didn't really need the physical contact from humans for a while. So, like, it was kind of a good thing where you got all of your touch, your physical contact out of the way, but then you didn't have to deal with the energy and the vibration that came from humans for a little bit. So that was a great class. I should teach that. Like, I should do a mentor session on that. That's a good class. Ooh. See, y'all getting me excited with stuff. But, yeah, self-care, man. Self-care comes in a lot of different forms, a lot of different directions. It's not so script. You know, everybody wants to go with the 50 Shades of Grey definition of self-care, and that's great. You know, and I tell people all the time, you want to expand your definition in as many directions as you possibly can. But self-care comes in many different ways. Matter of fact, it was funny because I was actually talking to, just being transparent this week, I had a conversation with a former submissive of mine. And, you know, she was going through a really tough time. She had been going through some things and whatnot. But the greatest thing that she said to me, you know, she was like, I'm in therapy now. You know, she goes, I had my break. I went through my emotional episode, psychotic episode, manic episode, whatever clinical term and what's acceptable in your field you can put there. She was coherent and also had a well enough support system to understand she needed those support mechanisms in place, because that's the part of self-care I don't think people who get involved in self-care understand. Self-care is easy to describe, but the reason why it's hard for a lot of people to get proper self-care is because of the ridicule that comes with getting self-care. So many times people come up with their own ideology about things, and you put people in a very disconcerting emotional state because people want help. People, a lot of people are actually looking to ask for help, believe it or not. But the problem is how they got a response from you the last time, they don't feel comfortable coming back this time. They would actually say it is, I'd rather not, is really how it comes across. But that I'd rather not comes from a broken or hurt place in most people. Usually when I hear that statement, that for me in a behavioral therapist role, that's a triggering statement for me. Because I'd rather not indicates there's a reason why you would rather not. Not just I'd rather not, not because I would care not to, because if you didn't care, you would say, no, I don't care about all that. Like, I'm good. I don't want to do that. But I'd rather not implies that there's an inference there. And I want to get to a better understanding, because if it's a rather not because I've been hurt in that perspective, then let's go ahead and deal with that hurt and that trauma so you can be a whole person. Because self-care is about making you a whole person. And no one individual, like I one of the things I had to have, you know, a lot of people don't always believe that I'm married, or when I do tell them I'm in a relationship, they look at me weird because they're like, you're in a relationship. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, but you speak so freely. And I'm like, in a relationship with anyone does not mean you give up control of self. Being in a relationship with one, with someone, should imply that you have control of self. They're not the same. I tell her all the time, I don't want to make decisions for you. She says, but you're a better adult. I like when you make decisions. So there's a give and take. But when you're literally are not in a mental, physical, plausible state to lead, what does that look? Does your mate know how to step in if you're having a manic moment? Think about it. Think about if you have an autistic child, and that autistic child is having a moment. Can your spouse go in and deal with that issue as if it was you? No. They can go in that room or that situation, and they can deal with it as if it's them with the information and the resources that they have. That's why in relationships, if you're going to talk about aftercare, conversation and after action review is needed. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back after this. This is for the and the co-host of tonight. Thank you. Cut that off. That song would get me excited. That's for YouTube. Y'all don't actually know. That's actually my favorite Michael Jackson song of all time.
Oh,
really?
That's why when you brought that song up, I was like, "Wow, you're gonna pull that one out of that." And don't get me wrong, I have a actual countdown from top 10 to number one of Michael Jackson songs. Michael Jackson, Prince, Tupac, I actually have an actual top 10 listing of actual each one of their songs. Whitney Houston, I did like that as well. Reba McEntire, James Brown, it's a few people. Temptations. What's them one boys? They did a couple of songs with R. Kelly, Mr. Big and them, the Isley Brothers. I have, you know, they got a lot of music. God damn, they got a lot of music. Shit. It's a few people that I have a top 10, like an actual top 10. Aaliyah, I have a top 10. Boyz II Men, I have a top 10. Drew Hill, I have a top 10. Raheem Devine, Anthony Hamilton, Shirley Caesar, John P. Key, The Monkees, Three Door Downs, Nine Inch Nails. It's a few different genres. Like, I have top 10s, just individual groups of people, because they've put out an extensive catalog of music, and I think you should appreciate their catalog, you know, especially for people who put out a lot of music. There's a lot of stuff that I find all the time, and I'd be playing stuff, and they'd be like, "Who is that? I've never heard of them." And they only have one album. Hell, they might only have an EP, but I somehow, listen, the one thing about being a DJ, boy, you can find an EP real quick, and that song will have never went nowhere but the city limits of where you found that damn EP, but it's cool, man. I love playing with music. All right, CJ, you are up. You have to hit us with a topic. Coco already went first, so it's you. You're up.
Yes, I understand. And I was going to say music therapy, and then you started talking about all these songs.
Oh, well, I'll go ahead. Since we're already on that, let's talk about music therapy. Music can be both healing and demonstrative. And what I have learned to do in music is I've learned to create playlists. It's a very important thing, because there are some songs that are going to just instinctually put you in a melancholy mood. There are some songs that, there are some songs that I could tell you right now, if you play Silent Night by the Temptations, everybody in my house is going to start crying. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, just as much as music is therapy, you also got to learn what musics to stay away from during certain times of the year. But, I mean, music is everything. especially if you can get into jazz and blues. There's a girl, matter of fact, I think she just won Best New, her name is Samara Joy. I think I played one of hers on here. She won Best New as Vocalist of the Year or something like that. Like, she just won an award. I was just following her page when they just gave it to her. But, like, I love her voice. It's very sultry, very full, very rich. But she's a young lady. Like, if you find her on social media, she's very young, very talented. And put in the work. And that's the key there. You have to put in the work. But music. When I really want to get to a good place musically for me, man, there's several songs that I go to. Like, it's funny because, like, I got a bunch of different playlists. Like, if I get up and I have, like, I want to thug it out day, I got a whole thug it out playlist. If I got a R&B playlist, I got a love, passion, and fucking playlist. I just want to sit by the beach. I got an inspirational playlist. And then I got, I just need to cry and get out of my feelings playlist. You should have one of those. That playlist is also therapeutic. Sometimes you have to cry. I am a fan of cry, hug that shit out, and then let's go be strong again tomorrow. But if you're too masculine or hell, too feminine to cry, I got a question, man. Like, who are you? Like, what ancient Chinese robot are you? Because I need you to go through these emotions. And the greatest thing about it is we're entering into the highest suicide rate time of the year, which is basically the beginning of November into the beginning of right around Valentine's Day. That 90-day window span is the highest suicide rate, not only in the United States, but generally in the world. So these therapies and these cares and the things that we're focusing on, if you are out there and you need help, first off, if you need real help, dial 211 or whatever in your state. What, it's nationally 211 now, I think? So dial 211. There are people there that can get you help. If you need some coaching, anything like that, I would recommend Motivation Magnified. They are good. They're licensed. They understand what they do. They have a very private process of how they get your information and how they work with you and how they help you. Coach Tanya is good at what she does. So definitely reach out to me. I'm a certified supportive life coach, so I can help you there. Tailored services can also help you there. So there's lots of resources. And then if you can't reach out to me, go on DJ's Roundtable, one of our social media platforms. Reach out to our staff, and we will definitely help you get plugged in to resources in your area, because we know we listen. I don't know for those who follow us, but we do have a international audience. Like, we are really, really, like, we're really, really big in Indonesia right now. I'm like, I don't know if they understand shit I'm saying, but we're really big in Indonesia right now. So, like, I don't know what that means, you know what I'm saying? But, like, when the numbers come out, they're like, yo, bro, you real big in Indonesia. I'm like, okay. But it's important, man. Therapy all around is important. Like, we take our health and our mental and our emotion. I just feel like people take their mental and their emotional health for granted sometimes. And you can't. It's who you are, and it's what makes you. But if you don't take it serious, we can't take you serious. Like, we need you to be here. Like, we need you to play a part in what we do and who we are and how we live. And the only way we can get to get to that point is to just heal a little bit. I'm going to take a quick commercial break because that one was kind of – Kalisha hit me with a heavy one.
Sorry.
I wasn't even a bad one. I like it. Listen, I like that you came and knocked off the panties. Like, you knocked the dust off that old snap smoother or whatever. So, anywho, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. I'm looking for a song. It's actually a song that I wanted to hear, but now I can't find it. So Jesus. I can't do anything with my life. I'm just all kind of just discombobled over here. Do 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 do. It should be on this one. Can't even see. Somebody give me good eyes. Somebody pray for my eyes. Help me see. I can't find it. I really can't see.
You want my glasses?
Call me. I don't wear glasses. There it is. All right, y'all. We're going to take this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back right after this. Oh, it'll help if I to listen to Snoop Dogg's verse on that. I know some of y'all love Snoop, but his verse on that song is so damn boring. Listen, I will call somebody out. I don't care how much of a celebrity you are. If your his verse on that, if you want to hear Snoop's verse on that, you can go listen to it, and then you tell me what you think. But his verse on that, it's the most boringest But you could tell he was just making money at that point. He was like, man, let me just go ahead. This nigga said he gonna pay me. Let me get this nigga something real quick. Like, like you ever hear a song and you can tell the person just got paid. That's it. It was a paycheck. Like, they went in there and literally gave it nothing. That's what Snoop gave that song. Like, because it's a banging song. Like, it's a really, it makes you really think about those people who really about the, and it's just like Snoop just can't, like his verse don't even match the song. I'm like I've listened to his verse like three times, and I'm just like, I just skip that shit now. Like, listen, I don't care how famous you are, if your verse suck, I will skip your verse. Like, ooh, listen, I will skip your verse. CJ Coco, What we got going on? We got 15 more minutes before we get ready to start wrapping up. So what else you ladies got on y'all mind tonight?
I'm just thinking about new designs.
You're thinking about what?
New designs.
Oh,
new
okay.
Designs.
That's not, that's not what my mind read.
Not at all. It's not registered at all.
Listen, I'm telling you, you know how your friends be like, they'll put a post up and they'll be like, if you didn't see such and such, you nasty. I don't even try to see what the question is. I just be like, hello from your nasty friend bucket. Like, because at the end of the day, I already know I saw something sexual. Like, I'm not even going to try to be that wholesome friend, like, you know, I just, it's not even fair. But that's not what registered in my head, but it's all good. I can express and I can say that I saw it exactly for what I saw it for. New designs for tying or interior design, interior decorating. You know, you do a lot. You know, you're making dresses.
You do
a lot.
I do. So actually, I was thinking about a new design on rope. And then I was looking at something, and then I started thinking about decorating for Thanksgiving because, you know, my family's actually going to come, you know, to my house this year for Thanksgiving.
Hey.
So I have to actually got to, you know, put my house together for Thanksgiving.
Ooh. I can't even remember the last, I keep telling people, I can't remember the last time I did a traditional Thanksgiving. Like, whew.
Yeah, and mom's actually coming down. Like, I'm...
The closest I've been to hosting a family gathering. I've assisted in helping my wife's family do one. I've assisted in helping my best friend's family do one, but like a true my family's gathering, we don't do that. We'll go see each other real quick. We don't do holidays. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Listen.
My family get drunk.
I got two. You know those two siblings that's back to back. They usually get into fights, and I got two that like to. They like, man. Listen, I don't know if y'all know my family like to talk shit. Believe it or not, I'm the least shit talking person in my family.
I mean, you know, mom's going to be here. You know, mom's a shit talker.
Yeah, see, but I can't see that. But they see them two, they always get to fighting. And see, and then when fighting happen, I'm the type that I want to see you actually fight. Like, y'all ain't going to be yelling all day. Swing on the nigga.
Oh, don't worry. Dad's not coming. As far as I know, Dad's not coming. But
okay,
mom
good.
Has already requested the alcohol.
Oh, listen, somebody going to get touched on. Just,
not I.
I didn't say you.
I will take her to my job and drop her off. and come back and pick her up later.
Your mom is the adult I hope I get to grow up into.
That woman wild.
Listen, I said I hope I get to grow up into, because man, listen, the direction of her spirit. Listen, I'll be like, listen, I don't need all that energy over here. I'm bad enough by myself, lady. Please don't keep it.
I don't know. Now, anybody who's wondering about what my mama does, hide your Jameson. Just hide the Jameson.
Oh, God. So Jameson is her tequila?
Mom's going to be fun. Yeah. Jameson and picklebacks, mom will do shots back to back to back and
I already know. Listen, I done already seen her post on pickleback, so we good. I don't got to.
And you know, if you see me stuttering over here, it's not because of the conversation. It's because I'm eating a nutty buddy, and I know I shouldn't.
Oh, I thought you was about to say because you can listen. Listen, miss, you know what?
Hey, I took my Benadryl. That's all I got to say. I took Benadryl.
You know, for some people, pleasure is pain, so I get it. Like, there's no separation. This little girl has been eating those things. Because I'm going to say it like this little girl. Because she has been eating those things since she was a little girl and literally has been getting yelled at for eating those things since she was a little, you know, the L-U-L, little girl, not little girl, little girl.
Oh,
just crazy. She don't like life.
Still alive.
You know what? Some people out there, I'm not sure if they're alive. There's some people out there, I'm not sure if they're alive. It looks like they look some kind of way. Anywho, I don't have a black person is dope for tonight. So I am going to do who do I want to do for black people or dope? I want to do somebody. I want to somebody I've never done before. No, he's dead. You can't pick someone that's dead. The production manager just shouting out random shit. Just like the person got to be alive. Like that was the whole room when we created Black People or Dope. It had to be a living person. You were there when we created it. Black folks, man, they be creating shit and don't even be remembering the rules. Sound like parents, don't it? They be putting all them damn rules in place and then come back and be like, I said that? Yes, you said it. I got the beat. What you mean, did you say that? Like, I'm supposed to forget.
We got the beating for doing what they said not to do.
Thank you. You're not going to tell me you didn't say it. Right. But tell me you didn't do some shit. I'm over here bruised the fuck up, scraped up, kneed up, cried up. And then they want to talk about, well, you probably shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. That's what you said when you beat me, so you don't get a pass.
Right. Don't be sitting in the tree. You're going to fall out of it. What do we do? Sit in the tree and fall out of it.
No, what did you do? No.
Sit in the tree and fall out of it.
You really fell out of the tree.
I mean, in my defense, I fell asleep. That's why I fell out. I was asleep in the tree. That's why I fell out of the tree.
Listen, that's why I used to call her and my baby sister the sleeping twins. Because if you go look, they always sleep somewhere. Like, I can't. I'm not even. I'm gonna need a strong drink right now.
I thought you had a drink, but you know
no, that drink gone.
What happened to your drink?
That drink gone.
Oh.
Y'all be holding. See, that's how I know y'all be babysitting.
Who?
First off, I didn't even pour a drink today.
You didn't pour a drink today.
I want to say that. I drink every day.
Well, I mean, I don't drink every day, but I mean, I drink any day.
Even if I don't drink, when I go to work, somebody wants to buy me a shot, and then, you know, it somehow disappears down my throat.
Wow. I mean, you could take that statement a lot of different ways.
See, this is how we know you're just dirty.
How? You literally just said things disappear down your throat. Ma'am, again, that statement can be taken a lot of different ways. We're gonna color with a wide brush.
I'm talking about drinks.
I was
specific.
I'm a big girl.
Spell good, girl.
B A D.
Oh. Oh, God. Yo, listen. That just reminded me of my daughter today. Like, y'all, I'm not good at this girl dad thing. Let me explain why. I want y'all to hear. I just y'all gotta share in my, I don't know what I'm doing over here, and I'm good at raising boys. I've been raised after my sisters. I gave up on girls because I realized that girls don't really give no fuck. So you just really just it's a free for all with boys. You can scare the life out of them and they'll get some good right. Girls, not so much. And then if you have a Leo and the Leo girl is the last child or the last female child, it's a wrap. They have a level of I don't care, like something I've never seen in my life before.
And you know what happens when you get that? You get mom.
No.
Mom,
no. She's
the last child in a Leo.
See? Oh, God. Jesus. I'm going to just pray. Because this little girl literally, like, who looks at the person while they're doing the wrong and say, oops, my bad, and still continues to do it and then look at you and say, I don't know what happened. You too? So it's not just a little thing, so this is just all last kids? Because I got another one that says that too. She's a whole nother sign as well. So I give up, y'all. So, because like even today, I'm telling her, no, don't do something. And she knows she's not supposed to do it. And she's looking back at me, slow walking, as she tries to creep towards this. So it's like, sir, you can either get up and come stop me. But if not, then I'm going to go over here. And then once you get up, I'm going to walk faster. So we're going to be over here together. No, we're still going back the other direction.
Oh, wow.
Like, let's go. Like, you know, takes the beads, you know, getting her hair done, intentionally throws the whole thing on the floor. It's like she knows the mess that it's going to create. Like, she knows the chaos. Like, she wants to break stuff. And the craziest thing is when you have the conversation with her about it, it's like no, I broke it on purpose. Like, no, I wanted to break that. Like, why are you feeling some type of way because I wanted to destroy this? You were supposed to understand that all I was going to do was tear this shit up and then be mad that it's tore up. Like, I need you to understand both my problems. Because I am going to tear this shit the fuck up. But then I'm going to be mad that it doesn't work.
And then we expect you to buy us a new one.
Buy what?
It's what we do.
By what? You know who her dad is?
All females that are the youngest.
She better go get her sugar daddy.
Why?
Ma'am, listen. Hey, we don't do replacements of things, ma'am. I come from the school of Shirley. You break it, you buy it again. I'm not buying it again.
Well, I guess she's just gonna have a not have one.
Oh, she listen. She sees it. She breaks it. We sweep it up. It goes in the trash. It goes to the trash can. And the trash can goes to the curb. She's helped me do the whole process. Baby, you're going to learn today. Listen, you can be all what you're going to be, but you're going to know who I am too. You know me.
I'm too adorable for that.
Who?
Me.
Adorable. Oh, thank you. I take it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all brought out the baby in me. All right. So I have nothing left for tonight's show, so we're going to get ready to wrap it up. Y'all know how we do it when we get ready to get out of here. We have to give a word of the day. So we will start with Miss CJ. Give us a word for the day.
Word for the day. Not all storms come to disturb your life. Some come to clear the path. So just welcome the storm.
Ooh, say that one again. That's a good one.
Not all storms come to disturb your life. Some come to clear the path. So enjoy the storm.
Ooh. Yeah, because if you knock everything down, then you got to build over. So that's a good one. I like that one. Not all. Mm-hmm. They come to clear the path. Yes, ma'am. I like that one. All right, Miss Coco, you're up. Give us a word of the day.
I'm going to just go off of what CJ said. And I'm going to, because I've heard this saying, and Mama says it to me all the time. Sometimes people are just in your life for a season, for a reason. Oh, that's a good one.
There's another part of that people don't often add to it. I'm going to add the closing to it. People are in your life for a reason and a season. Learn something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they forget. If you don't learn anything in that season, when that season comes back around, you're repeating the same cycle. CJ, remember when I showed you that process and we broke that perpetual cycle for you?
Yeah. So happy now.
You have to see
people out.
And it's not always about cutting people. Some of those things are you too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The hardest part for us at times to recognize is that when we're clearing things up, sometimes some of those issues are me issues. Like, you know, when I was dealing with my situation and when we was doing our transition to here, there were some things that Donald had to deal with Donald. Sometimes you have to go get in a corner, put your big boy, your big girl draws on, you know, and go over there and have that hard rebuke of yourself. And learn from it. Tell yourself, hey, we made that mistake. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be better, and we're going to move on. Don't let that situation be a trigger. Let it be a lesson so that you are understood and that you are prepared and that you are empowered from it. Don't let it have so much control over you that now – that issue becomes so detrimental and so powerful and have so much stake over your life that you can't build or grow or live or breathe. Some of us are literally scared because we've literally empowered fear because of what we've been through or who we've been through it with.
and leave
your husband
scar,
or wife
you
doesn't have
past it.
Your husband and wife doesn't have to be your only husband and wife. Your children don't have to be the only children that you love on. There's God kids. There's grandkids. If your kids don't like you, then fine. If your parents don't like you, fine. Your grandparents don't like you, fine. That don't mean you can't still love them. There's some people in my family right now. I would literally hit them in the face with a shovel first before I would give them love, but I'm still going to love on them. Doesn't take anything to love. Doesn't take anything to operate in love. Because love is being, sometimes love is enough to know that, you know what, I can't stand you, and instead of punching you in your motherfucking face, I'd rather go home. Sometimes that's love. Because what I really want to do is punch you in your motherfucking face. See, if you've never had that conversation with you, you don't know how therapeutic. Just to get that statement out, or sometimes just to hear somebody else say that statement, you don't understand how therapeutic it is, because sometimes people in your family, people in your circle, people that you are in a relationship with can piss you off to the point that you really want to hit them in their fucking face. But you rather not, because you love them. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Woosah. Rub your temples. Masturbate. Hug yourself. Do whatever it is you need to do to get through this moment.
Some personal
it's okay.
self-care.
It's okay. My word of the day is there's no one size fits all. There's no one perfect religion. There's no one perfect food group. There's no one perfect color. There's no one perfect shoe. There's no one perfect pair of pants. There's no one perfect skirt. There's no one perfect hat. There's no one perfect glove. There's no one perfect person. There is no one-size-fits-all. Find your you person. Find your person who understands who you are. Find your person who listens to you. Find the person who will correct and rebuke you in love. Find the person who will walk and talk with you. Find the person who will understand you. Find the person who won't ridicule you. Find the person who won't leave you stranded. Find the person who won't call you stupid because you don't understand. Find your you person. Your you person doesn't always have to be your spouse. Your you person doesn't always have to be your coworker. Your you person doesn't always have to go to the church you attend. How you find your you person, the walk that you find your you person in, the where you find your you person, that's for you. That's for you and your person. We all need them. Unfortunately, I'm a lot of people's you persons, so I'm not taking on no new people. So don't be like, ooh, let me go find him because he sounds like he can help. Maybe, I'm retiring. I'm teaching my staff to get ready for my retirement date. You find your you person. Find someone who can tolerate all the different levels and variations and shades of you. Find that one person who will accept every version, good or bad, of you. Find that person who cares enough to see you. We all feel like we're not seen. We all feel like we're not loved. We all feel like we're misunderstood. That you person will listen, that you person will help you get back on track, and that you person won't judge you when you go through it. Your you person won't throw it in your face when they're going through it. Your you person will love you with grace, through grace, as grace. I love y'all. I holla.
Thank you.